magical place we could go. So close your eyes and make a wish for the skies with the angriest, flappiest birds, and the seas with ridiculous fish. The Dutch Arcade Show is here again. It's Friday night and I'm with my friends, Eli, Jared, and Mike most of the time. Mike, come on, let's go to the Dutch Arcade Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Touch Arcade Show, episode number 357. I'm your host for this week, Carter Dotson, though we actually have the whole gang here. Eli is he's back. He's back.
I'm in Sacramento. In Sacramento.
So he's not actually home still. He's still traveling, but just so happens to be traveling to my house.
Eli, why is it that like you've been, like every Friday we need to record, you have been just somewhere on the planet?
I want to hate my life as much as I possibly can. So whenever anyone asks me, hey, you want to come to this thing? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I don't think about how terrible it's
like
going
2 months out. It sounds amazing. And then the day of you're like, why did I do this?
That's exactly the situation. So, this week, WWDC is the last of my engagements for the foreseeable future.
That's what you think.
That's what I think. So we should also mention, since we're doing this live, I guess that we have a sponsor this week. Yeah. What's Square Enix?
Yeah.
Sponsoring the podcast with which game specifically?
They sponsored us with Dissidia Final Fantasy Opera Omnia.
Yeah. Which I guess just got updated with a bunch of new shit, which I don't know.
Yeah, they just updated with a whole bunch of new stuff this week.
It's hard for me to keep track of all the different Final Fantasy free-to-play games, but
true.
Sean and Eric seem to like that one a lot, so
yeah,
I guess whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess big news this week is new sites up. How you guys feel about new site?
I like it.
But do you like it, or are you? Just...
I like it. I'm still getting used to it, but it was a very difficult transition at first because you just get so used to doing things a certain way, and especially with the forums. And the last time we redesigned the site, it was around the time we launched our app in 2012 or 13 or whenever that was. And so that redesign was heavily based around the look and functionality of that app. And so that redesign I actually resisted because
the site or the forums.
The forum redesign, because I couldn't figure out how to do all the things I need to do, you know, daily with all the forum stuff. And so we had the ability to switch back to the old style. And so I kind of just stuck with that one, figuring, hey, someday I'll get around to learning the new redesign, and just never did. And then all of a sudden, here we are at another redesign 5 years later. And so finally, this one, I have no choice because we totally switched platforms for our forums. So, slowly getting used to it. I'm coming to find that Zenfora, which is the forum software we use now, is pretty similar to vBulletin. And pretty much if there's anything you wanted to do or you used to be able to do on the vBulletin forums, there is a similar way to do it on Zenfora. It's just sometimes slightly different, so it kind of takes some poking around.
It's more modern.
Yeah, it's definitely more modern. It's definitely more future-proof than vBulletin, which we were running a super old version of anyway that was just hacked together with toothpicks and glue. So, I'm liking it. And every time I've gotten frustrated because I feel like a feature I use is gone, I've figured out that it exists. You just
somewhere
gotta,
else.
Yeah, you just got to learn the different way of doing it or whatever. And so, I don't know, 1 week in, I'm feeling pretty good about everything. I actually like the new forums better. And I like the front page a lot better.
There's just a lot of stuff that's not super ideal, not 100% fixed and working just yet.
Yeah, it's going to take some time to kind of smooth out all the rough edges. But I don't know. I feel like as far as like drastic redesigns go and migrating an entire 10 years worth of a website over to new stuff, it could have been a lot worse. So
yeah, there was a whole lot of content for us to get moved over to the new site, wasn't there?
Yeah,
it was kind of
took a whole 3-day weekend.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, But anyway, I like it, especially if you ever browse the site on mobile. The new version is so much better on like iPhone and stuff. And I'm really hoping we can get some more functionality, like namely just push notifications built in somehow. Because when I use the site on my phone now, it feels very much like using an app. And so I feel like I won't miss our app dying as much if we can get the same sort of features built into the website, because using the website feels really good. So
yeah, I mean, what I would love to do long term is get some kind of, and this is potentially in the cards, is get some kind of like bare bones like site viewer app that can receive push notifications. But we need to get the site 100% operational first, which I feel like we're at about 75% right now. There's still a lot of like weird little things, but
yeah.
But overall, I feel like the migration could like went about as good as it could possibly go.
I think so, and we've gotten a lot of feedback, and I would say it's overall been positive. There's definitely a handful of people out there that don't like the new site.
Delete the new site, go back. Yeah.
But
that's definitely a comment we've gotten.
Yeah, it's not that simple, but I don't know. Overall, I feel like it's a change for the good. And even the people that are kind of resisting it now, hopefully they can kind of get used to the new way, and going forward will like it, because it's going to be a lot better, less toothpicks and tape holding everything together, which is nice.
So. Yeah, if nothing else, it's a more future-proof platform that we can build on.
Yeah.
We had a lot of weird little issues with the old site, because so much of it was built. God, when did we launch the app? Back in like 2011?
12 or 13, I think. I think it was 12.
So we had, like, so the story of that was the app was like very much version 1.0, right? And we were going to have all this stuff that we were going to add to both the app and the site and all this shit through the future. Like, there is a active roadmap, more or less, that we were going to develop. And then Apple started rejecting all of our updates, and one thing led to another, and you know, we had so many people using the app that we were like, well, we don't want to change anything too drastically, because if we break the app support on the website, then like all the people using the app right now aren't going to be able to keep using it.
Yeah.
So we were in this weird place where we could really only do so much stuff on the actual site without breaking the app, which led to a lot of like really awkward situations where a lot of stories, like basically all the stories were tagged as news plus something else, and
yeah,
like really only able to use like, I don't know, like what, like six different distinct categories.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And stuff like that. So
do we still have to actually tag articles as news?
I don't
think
WordPress
so
might force you to, but you don't need to.
That's something we need to fix on the new site too, is that the categories don't quite work as they used to. And so it doesn't seem like things that are tagged as reviews always show up in the front page list and stuff, although you can get to them with the little sidebar dedicated to reviews and things. But I don't know, a lot of little small things. Like if you have feedback about the new site, email us at podcast@toucharcade.com or
support@toucharcade.com is better.
Okay, support.
But if you want your problems read out on the podcast, podcast@toucharcade.com.
Yeah, I guess it depends, like, if you want your problems solved or if you want to be ridiculed based on your feedback.
So just email both, and we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I don't know. It's welcoming all feedback, and we're trying to kind of work with implementing some of the stuff people have been requesting and kind of getting things that any features we've lost from the old site back into the new stuff. And it'll be a little process, but we're working on it. And I, like I said, I feel like it could have been a whole lot worse this week. So,
yeah, no, things went, I wish we didn't have quite as much downtime, but I mean, all things considered, it went pretty well.
Eli's Fortnite-ing right now.
Yeah. I told Jared that my goal this week is to learn how to play Fortnite, and currently,
somebody going to rescue you or what?
I don't know. This dude's on my team. I don't know why he's not here.
This is real, real exciting for, you know, it's exciting for everyone, because like, if you're listening to the audio podcast, we don't even have Fortnite up on the screen. Eli's just playing Fortnite while doing the podcast.
I don't know. Like, Fortnite we write about so often, and it's like, man, I don't know jack shit about this game, really.
Yeah, I need to play it more. I've said that before.
So I have enlisted. I already have a play date with a friend of mine's child.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Knows how to play the game really well. And because I don't know, the problem is I play it like a shooter, right? But there's like so much more to it than, I mean, this is obviously, you know, obvious to anyone that's played the game. Like, there's a huge like building component and everything else that I just, it is like completely beyond me. Because I don't really, I'm not big into like Minecraft or whatever. So all that stuff is, I don't know, not really on my radar.
The building stuff that high level players do in Fortnite is blows my mind. When you start watching some videos, you're like, wow. This, I can see why it's so popular, because just the amount of crazy stuff you can do with all the crafting and building is just makes it totally unlike any other shooter.
Well, so that's my goal. Like, so I play a ton of PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. I know how all that stuff works because it's a shooter game. And
now you got to learn how to build.
Yeah.
And now you got to enlist a teenager to help
no,
you.
No, legitimately, I have enlisted a teenager. Like, as soon as I get home, like we're gonna squat up, and I'm gonna be carried through a game, and it'll all be good in the hood.
Just film it and make a tutorial video for people in their 30s that don't get Fortnite.
Dads for dads. And yeah, such.
Fortnite for dads. That's a good podcast name, actually. So, anyway, yeah, new site is launched. Do you want to hit a couple of news stories while we're doing this whole podcast thing?
Yeah, let's go for it.
The first thing I have up here is the new Pokemon games were announced for Switch, the proper, legit next Pokemons. One's called Let's Go Pikachu, and one's called Let's Go Eevee, because, of course, you can't just have one Pokemon game.
It's worth mentioning that these got leaked on 4chan a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned that in the Friday's Switch Arcade column. So what happened was someone on 4chan on April Fool's Day, they posted a post, the subject line was real leaks, and they literally mentioned like every single detail that was revealed.
Shocking amounts of detail.
That's so rad. So like somebody was sitting on that info and was like, I'm going to post it on April Fool's Day just so nobody actually believes me. So that when it gets announced, I can look back and be like, hey, I knew all this stuff already.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's wild because it got like posted to Reddit too. And I guess like the Reddit thread got deleted because it was too stupid.
No way. That's
and like
so
a
funny.
Bunch of other stuff like that.
That is really cool. And so you can see these are full real Pokemon games. And kind of the interesting thing is that they're going to hook into Pokemon Go. And do you know, like, what's that going to mean?
So there's integration where you can link up via Bluetooth to your mobile device. And for what it looks like, that you will actually be able to send your Pokemon from Pokemon Go into the Let's Go games.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, so in theory, if you've racked up a ton of Pokemon in Go, you can just maybe throw a whole roster full into the brand new games and just be ready to rock.
Yeah. In theory, I think that's how it's going to work. But I cool. think there's like a special room for the Go Pokemon. I'm not 100% sure how it's all going to work. They haven't necessarily revealed it, but there is. But yeah, you can definitely send them from Go to Let's Go. And I believe they also said that there's going to be a, like, you can send like gifts from the Switch game to the mobile game, and it's going to include at least one like exclusive Pokemon that I guess you can't get otherwise unless you play it this way.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't really care a whole ton about the Pokemon games. I was so blown away by the fact that like they got totally leaked.
Yeah, and that's the most interesting part to me too.
Turned out to be completely real. which like, what's been kind of interesting is as people have kind of like lurked around and saw what other stuff that dude has posted. Like a lot of the big E3 leaks, I guess, are from the similar source.
No way. That's crazy.
Because they're like, well, this dude knew what he was talking about Pokemon, so clearly.
That's funny. So two new Pokemon's in the works, and they're coming to Switch on November 16th of this year, so that's not that far out. And they will plug into Pokemon Go, which is pretty cool. And related, a brand new Pokemon game, a free-to-play Pokemon game, just launched on Switch and is also coming to mobile later this month.
Later this month now.
You guys downloaded this?
I haven't played this yet. No,
I saw it this morning, but I didn't have enough time to download it before I got on my flight.
So it's kind of wacky. It's like a Pokemon isometric view with Minecraft blocky visuals. and it's free to play on the Switch. And I don't know, I haven't played it yet either. Did you play this, Carter?
Yeah, I have.
What do you think?
It's an interesting game because so it's definitely a like an action RPG, but the game controls like your Pokemon's movements and their normal attacks, but then you have special attacks to use that have, you know, wait timers in it. Then you can actually, if you've got the trailer up on screen, you can see there's a little button on the side, on the right side, that lets you basically scatter your Pokemon if they get kind of surrounded. So you have a little bit of control, but not too much. But the game is totally meant for mobile. It's entirely a touchscreen game. The only thing you can use the controllers for is to have, like, a mouse pointer.
Oh, interesting.
And it's totally... It's totally a mobile game, but they decided to launch it on Switch first, and I think I heard today that the game's gotten 1 million downloads, so it
was I mean, smart on it's their free, part. So you're going to check it out regardless.
Yeah, why wouldn't you launch on Switch first?
Yeah.
That's kind of the...
But it definitely looks like a mobile game for sure, but I don't know. I think that's kind of cool. This definitely came out of left field. I don't think anyone was expecting this, and the fact that it's kind of like launched already is pretty neat. I don't know. I guess if you're into Pokemon, it's something to check out while you wait for November release of the other games.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole bunch of Pokemon to collect.
It's a real ringing endorsement right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a neat little game based on what I played. But, you know, I mean, it's not going to completely fill the need for a Pokemon game, but I mean, it's...
For one victory royale, boys.
Oh, wait, oh, did you get that solo or squad?
I'm playing the 20-man team mode currently. We won, though.
He won the Fortnite. So hey, yeah,
look,
take that, teenagers.
A win is a win, I guess.
A win is a win.
I don't give a shit.
So Pokemon Quest is out on Switch right now, coming to mobile sometime this month, later this month. And it's free. Check it out. Why not? Next news story.
I got to say, we probably need to talk about our sponsor this week, correct?
Sure. Oh, let's take an advertisement break. Let's do this.
Yeah. So we are this week. Square Enix is sponsoring us. There's a brand new update for Dissidia Final Fantasy Opera Omnia. Want to strike with a lightning fast gunblade? Wield the mighty Buster Sword? Summon a chocobo to kick its way through battle? All from the palm of your hand? You can do that right now with Dissidia Final Fantasy Opera Omnia, a free and exciting turn-based RPG game just like the classics. With 3D graphics, challenging strategy, and a collection of legends from 30 years of Final Fantasy, Opera Omnia is a perfect game for you to dive into and play straight from your mobile device. Co-op with friends, engage in the story, and fight some of the most iconic villains of the franchise. This game's got it all.
God, Carter, that was beautiful. That first try.
Yeah, folks, make sure you go and download and install Dissidia Final Fantasy Opera Omnia right now from the Apple Store or Google Play. We're not discriminating. It's absolutely free. Continue the legacy on the go, now with Lightning ready to strike. Lightning from Final Fantasy 13.
Oh. Yeah. Got to use that app finally. So nice. Yeah, you could be an infomercial host, Carter, just in case. I never need a new career path.
I always wanted to be the idiot on the infomercial, the person that doesn't know how to use the everyday product.
You would be good at that, yeah.
That's like my life goal.
I've been training my whole life to be the idiot in an infomercial.
Yeah, the person that's like making the scrambled eggs on the Teflon pan with like the fork that's razor sharp.
Yeah, and you're like, why doesn't this work?
There's got to be a better way.
And there always is. There's always a better way.
That's going to be true.
Thank you,
thank you, Square Enix, for inspiring us to go and live our best lives.
Yeah, for real.
So, yes, thank you, Square Enix. Go download all their games and give them a lot of money or something.
If you like free-to-play games, they got free-to-play games free. And if you like paid games, they just released Valkyrie Profile this week. So
that is true. I have heard good things from Sean, who is writing the review for that. And so it's a $16 game, which is big bucks in the mobile world. But I think it sounds like it's going to be worth it. Sounds like a really good port. So
what's interesting. So $16 seems like a lot. I've been playing this. We've already talked about this on the podcast, Space Frontier 2 by Ketchup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I haven't played a modern Ketchup game in a while. I don't know. Like, they release so many games, right? That I've got like the half dozen or so that I play often.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know, dude. Like, I like Knife Toss and I don't even know the games where you get the high score and die.
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, the ones I play are probably a couple of years old or whatever that we bought, you know, the ad-free thing for like a buck or two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was playing Space Frontier 2 and so I was playing on the plane today and I finally got a sniff of internet as my iPad connected to Wi-Fi and it was like, hey, buddy, you want to sign up for this VIP package? And usually I'm like, well, yeah, sure. I like this game. I'm like, I'll pay, you know, whatever amount of money you require for me to
get rid of ads or whatever.
Yeah. Do whatever. Like, so mostly it's an ad, no ads in a coin doubler, right? This one, $8 a week subscription.
I wonder how that's working out for them. And I haven't kept up on Ketchup's weekly releases, but I don't know if any of their other games have a subscription service like that either.
Presumably that can't be the only one, right?
I don't know. Maybe this is their first stab at it. But
just think how crazy that is. Like, if you forget about it,
they probably hope you do forget about it.
Yeah, that's probably the business model.
$30 a month.
Yeah.
For no ads and one free to play game.
Yeah. I mean, if you really love Space Frontier. It seems to me something like that does not fit a game like a catch-up game where it's like, okay, it's a high score thing that you play for a few minutes at a time. And so you probably play the heck out of it for like a week and then you're over it. And then maybe only jump in every once in a while. But so like a subscription just doesn't make sense to me in something like that. But I don't know.
Well, I mean, it seems like the entire reason they built it that way is so people forget about it. And then it's like, oh, fuck, like I paid $60 for this game.
Oops. Yeah. I don't know.
Which really, to me, makes like the Square Enix $18 game seem not that expensive comparatively.
That's a 2 weeks worth of a catch-up game. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
If you are out there listening and you subscribe to a catch-up game subscription service, please email us and let us know what's going on with that, what your motivations are, what your experience has been so far, how you feel about yourself as a person, all those things. Because I'm curious about that. Who does that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody, probably. So.
Look, I'd say that it's dumb to subscribe to an $8 a week ad VIP membership thing. But also, I'm the idiot who uses a whole bunch of audio interfaces and junk. So I can't judge people for, you know, their money. And all these audio interfaces and whatnot all they do is cause problems in my life. Like right now, I just figured out that the video recording wasn't picking up the audio because I keep switching around things. So I'm going to have to fix that. And all I do is make my life harder. That's all I do.
Well, there's a certain point where this is all just self-inflicted. I mean, you know what you're doing. You're screwing around with some crazy technical stuff, knowing that it's probably going to break and make your life hell, and somehow you bring that upon yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if you decide that you're the kind of person that, you know, $8 a week sounds good to you, I can't judge. We all have our dumb things that we like to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just feel like most people that are into that aren't into it because they feel like it's worth $8 a week. They're into it because, like, they like this game, and then they forget about it.
Yeah, that could be.
I mean, that's my theory.
That's the AOL business model.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder if that's the kind of thing that maybe Apple might wind up cracking down on at some point if they care at all.
Maybe.
I don't know. You'd have to get a lot of people complaining, I think.
Yeah, because I can see the kind of thing where someone looks like a year later and is like, wait, how did I keep getting charged? Have you been charged, like, several hundred dollars by this game?
Yeah. Little Jimmy subscribed to his game.
Yeah.
Screwed it up for everyone.
I don't know. It just seemed odd.
Yeah.
So.
No, I agree. It's strange.
Wait. So there's the Elite membership, and then there's the no ads IAP in this game.
Are they separate?
Yeah. I got it. I've got it up on screen right now. There's the Elite membership for $7.99, and then there's no ads.
Wait. So there's. Really?
Okay, so that's interesting. So I guess maybe that makes more sense to me. So, like, you're just the guy that likes the game but hates the ads, so you pay whatever to get rid of ads. But then you're, like, the hardcore dude that wants everything and plays constantly. So maybe the $8 gives you enough benefits that you feel like it's worth it.
So no ads is $3.
Okay, that seems more normal to me.
So what does the Elite membership get you?
That's a good question. It should be very clear what that is for $8 a week.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, is that how you get the coin doubler?
It doesn't say in the description, it doesn't look like.
All right. So subscription no terms. You get $3. Catch it up.
Are you buying a subscription?
No. I just bought the no ads.
Come on, man.
Subscribe. I'm not money. I'll pay you $3 to like this game. I don't even know how you find the premium stuff.
I don't know. Again. I don't know, man.
I don't know how you quit out to...
Touch a coin. That usually does something.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. It was definitely there, though.
So you got a... Is that a coin doubler? Or is that watch an ad?
Watch an ad for a coin doubler.
Interesting. Catch up. You're getting crazy, man. You're getting crazy.
I'll figure it out.
So anyway, let's move on through these last couple stories, news stories here. This week, the first gameplay trailer was revealed for World of Demons, which is the Platinum Games mobile game that they're making with DNA.
I saw it in Japan.
Yeah, Eli flew out to Japan just to see this.
Yeah, that was weird.
And seemed like a big kind of a overboard sort of trip for something like this. It could have been a bunch of emailed assets or something. But anyway, that first trailer with the announcement, was that early April or something that you went to Japan?
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
So you got to have some hands-on time and kind of explain how the game worked. And then they released a trailer along with it that was kind of – it seemed like a mix of cinematic stuff and sort of actual gameplay. But it wasn't like straight from the screen gameplay. And so this new trailer is, it's like how the actual game is played when you're playing it. And surprisingly, it looks like that first trailer. I was like, okay, that's a cool cinematic trailer, but I can't wait to see what the game itself is like. But that is the game. Like, it's very cinematic and it has this really cool sort of cel shaded kind of art style.
Yeah. It's traditional Japanese, art style.
See, that's why they flew you out there, so you can not remember the art style. It's got this really cool look that gives it. I mean, it looks kind of like Okami, which makes sense because these guys worked on Okami back in the day. So, has a really cool look. But definitely check out this new trailer. We uploaded it onto our YouTube. And World of Demons is supposed to be coming out this summer, whenever that is, the next couple of months, I would guess. So. Pre-registration is up now. There's a link to that in our story. And yeah, basically the video looks badass. I'm pretty stoked to check this game out. It's free to play, but sounds like it won't be anything too crazy. And the gameplay itself looks really cool. It seems like they actually made a true character action game that works with touchscreen controls really well. So kind of psyched to check it out.
You know, the best part of this is going to be is that nobody can complain about the monetization at all, because what's his name? Kamiya of Platinum Games will just block anyone that gripes to him.
I actually met that guy.
Did he block you in real life?
No. I actually had no idea who he was, and everyone was taking photos with him. So I was like, I don't know. I guess I'll take a photo with this guy, too. I don't want to be the one dude that's like, no, I'm good. I don't need a photo.
Why? You'd be the badass if you did that. You're like, I don't care who that is. I don't care who you are.
You're Mr. Hey, I'm the mobile guy out here. I don't need photos with these console game peasants.
So I just played enough of this game to get the Elite membership pop up again.
Going back to Space Frontier 2.
Get an exclusive Tesla capsule, which looks like the red.
Oh, it's like a fake Tesla.
20 astronauts each launch. I think the astronauts multiply your score somehow. Double coins from everything and remove ads.
3 days free. It's $8 a week.
After this period, you'll be charged $8.
That's crazy.
Unlock a capsule, remove ads.
So remove ads too, but you've already bought the ad removal, so they should have hit you up with that before.
The subscription is renewed unless you turn off 24 hours before the period ends.
Wow. I mean, the little fake Tesla car with the spaceman in it is pretty cool, but not $8 a week cool.
I don't know.
I don't want to get on Elon Musk's bad side. I hope he doesn't find out about this.
I know, right? We should tweet him. He's been in a really good mood on Twitter lately, so he'd probably be really excited to learn that.
I do really like this game, aside from the weird subscription thing.
Yeah, it's a really cool mechanic.
Really stupid.
Space Frontier 2. Subscribe per week. $8. That's all. Anyway, World of Demons coming out this summer. Looks really cool. Final story I had to talk about, which is kind of a doozy. Square Enix Montreal is no longer working on the Go series. And it seems that it comes down to that people, they didn't really get the sales they were hoping for from the paid games that they made. And so,
yeah, what a bummer. What a bummer that is.
One more knock against the old normal paid game business model. And one more in the yes column for free-to-play, I guess. So that's kind of a bummer. These are some of the best paid games that you can get, some of the best puzzle games, period.
Well, they were like one of the few studios that were like, no, dude, look, we're sticking with premium. Like, these games are premium games. Like, we're not screwing around with any of the other stuff.
I wonder, so I have like several thoughts on this whole development, but I wonder if maybe it was too much too close together, because all three of these games were all very similar to each other, and they all kind of launched not too far off from each other, if I remember right. So it was kind of like
one hit. A year, I think, something like that.
What's it?
They were all really samey. I mean,
but yeah, it's
yeah.
And, you know, Hitman Go was like a super popular big deal, and so that one did incredibly well. And then Lara Croft Go, I actually feel like is the best of the three, and that one seemed to do pretty well too. And then Deus Ex Go, I think, didn't quite live up to either of them. It's good. It's not bad or anything, but it doesn't feel like it progressed, and it doesn't feel like it's quite up to par with the other two games. And so I don't know if that had something to do with it too, but I also wonder if maybe, like, you know, Square Enix Montreal was not a small team. No. And I know that they put in a lot of, they did kind of like a lot of extracurricular stuff to do with this series, you know what I mean? And so I just wonder if it's like, you know, if this is the kind of game where like 10 people made it, then it would be a runaway success financially. But when it's a team of like 50 or 60, it's not quite cutting it or something like that. So I don't know if that says so much about the paid game mobile market, because I still feel like the paid games can do pretty well depending on what your overhead is or whatever, you know?
It just sucks because like this is one of the last studios that had like a real PR person and like would buy ads for their game and like would do a very traditional like launch cycle, and to see them like throw in their, like, you know, just saying, well, fuck this, we're out.
Yeah.
It just kind of sucks.
It's a bummer. It's also, I hate to say this, but I feel like this type of game that these are could be super conducive to a free-to-play model if they wanted to try and do something that gave you sort of an ongoing revenue. So it was nice that they were paid, but also this would totally be, I mean, you could be releasing paid levels and do all sorts of crazy stuff with like costumes.
$7.99 a week subscription. Come on, Square Enix Montreal.
That compared to Space Frontier, that's a deal for nonstop Go stuff. But I don't know. Sucks because these games are rad. If I had my way, they would run back and give all three of them iPhone 10 support, and then I could just be happy and be like, well, I'll just cherish what was great before. But as it is now, they don't support the full screen, so I refuse to play them.
Yeah, I wonder if that's just not going to happen now, if they're just not going to get updated.
It doesn't sound like they're working on them in any way. So it'd probably have to be a situation where something broke before they went back to update them. But I don't
know. You know what most disappoints me is that we're not going to see just how ludicrous the Go series could get.
Dude, dig into those really obscure IPs.
Gex Go.
Gex Go. Why is that not a thing?
I don't know.
You know all the crazy mascot games are coming back anyway. So this is kind of like the time to do Gex Go.
Yeah. Gex is coming back. In my heart, Gex is coming back. There's no way Gex can't come back. Gex has got to come back.
Just give me Booger Man Go.
Is that a Square Enix property?
Probably not. They could buy it.
make it happen.
So yeah, that's kind of it I had for news stories. Rip the Lara Croft Go series. What are we looking at time-wise? We're going to try and keep this one a little short.
Because we have last week's podcast, too. It's going to be a doubleheader week.
This is a doubleheader. You're going to get last week's podcast in case you didn't get it through what? We had it on YouTube, and that was it? But not the podcast feed?
Yeah, well, we couldn't put it up because the site was fucked.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Patreon subscribers, and if you caught it on Twitch, you got last week's podcast, but... The audio is ready to go whenever it gets posted.
Okay, well, we'll post those, both of them, today. We'll do today's podcast and last week's just to get all caught up. And same with the game of the week. We'll do one for last week, too. Yeah, I guess what time are we at
it's
here?
It's really hot in here.
We're about 34 minutes in. We might just call this a short one this week to relieve Eli's suffering.
We can talk about some of this week's games next week, too. Yeah. So we'll do that.
When I've done more than poop.
All right, Cardi, you're on. You got to close the show. You're driving this bus off the
I'm driving it off the freeway.
Yeah. Please do.
All right, folks, thanks so much for listening to the Touch Arcade Show, episode number 357. We really appreciate y'all listening. If you have any comments or want your dumb email read on screen, or your smart emails, you know, or your support questions.
Yeah, anything, send us your dumb emails.
Send us your dumb emails to podcast@toucharcade.com. Also, we are primarily supported through Patreon. Check us out at patreon.com/toucharcade. You can get the video version of this podcast and you know, help keep the site alive. That's patreon.com/toucharcade. Be sure to check us out at twitch.tv/toucharcade. Andy and myself stream a few days a week, and you can check out Switch and mobile games on our Twitch channel. You can do your shopping through Amazon through our referral link, toucharcade.com/Amazon. We get a little cut back from whatever you buy. So if you're going to buy, I don't know, expensive audio cables or I don't know, a vacuum cleaner robot, you know, whatever you need, go to toucharcade.com/Amazon first and then go do that. And yeah, and on Twitch, I keep telling Jared to do this, and I got to mention it myself, twitch.tv/toucharcade. If you got Amazon Prime, do that Twitch Prime subscription. You get one free a month. We get a cut back from that. You help us out, and it doesn't cost you anything.
That's correct.
Best thing to do.
It is the best thing to do.
Yeah. Completely agree. Good job, Carter.
Everything's the best.
All right.
And so with that, I think we're done for the week.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me in real life, Eli. You're going to fly back right after this, right?
Yeah.
Flew out just for the podcast. That's a trooper right there.
Yeah.
And then and then we should be back. Hopefully normal stuff going on next week's show, unless you got a trip that I don't know about yet. We'll be in WWDC next week. We didn't even talk about any of that stuff yet, but look for – it is too hot in my office for Eli. Yeah, WWDC next week, so we will be there. And I don't think any of us are going to the actual conference itself, but we'll be covering the keynote and anything that comes from that that's kind of got anything to do with gaming and whatever our other antics are this next week. So we'll figure out something for the podcast next week, maybe something similar to this since we'll be together again.
Yeah.
Thanks a bunch for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Touch Arcade Show.